Get Certified Together program is created by TechnoCofe, your free online knowledge sharing website, based out in London.
You can use, of course, AWS networking, VPCs and everything. Those you have to use anyhow. But you can use as part of your security on the perimeter, you can use AWS firewall, or you can deploy some third-party firewall as well. And you have multiple vendors around that. You have Palo Alto, Check Point, Zscaler. All these firewall services, they are one of the vendor. Then application which you are deploying, operating system which you are using, if you are using a Windows-based operating system, then Windows.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Get Certified Together series. This is episode number 49 I'm recording today. And today's episode is not around the topics which were remaining as part of the CCSP syllabus. It's more about letting you guys know that the series is still not gone. We are still continuing with the journey and we will be covering up the remaining topics. Those who are regular listeners of the podcast, they know that it's been more than a month now, around 2 months when we last released our episode. So a lot of things change in my life and I had to sort out my housing situation. I was looking into getting my own house in United Kingdom and I thought that it will be an easier process, but well, it took a long time and it was really mentally and physically exhausting for all of us in the family. So I was getting time there. Of course, it was not the situation where you think about recording something and reading about CCSP and cloud security and then recording as a podcast episode. So I took a break. I was busy in sorting out all those stuff. As I promised you that I'll be setting my own studio in the new house. That's what I did as well as part of whatever break I took. So I have a nice cozy room in the outhouse which have all the setup and everything. It still doesn't have a nice background, so this is something I still have to sort out. But of course it takes money and half of my savings are gone into depositing for the housing and everything. So yeah, it will take some time. Of course I have to look into other aspects as well. I was thinking of giving my exam. I was planning to book it and then I realized that my name is wrong in my ISC2 account. It's quite funny how I realized that, because you are aware by now that we have to have some kind of like CP points if we are a member of ISC2. And I am a member of one of the my local ISC2 chapter. I am also a volunteer there. So if you volunteer in your local chapter, you by default get a fixed number of CP points. Of course, I was attending regularly those events and those on-call or virtual meets and even those physical conferences. So I was expecting a lot of CP points to be accumulated in my dashboard. That was supposed to be taken care of by our local ISC2 chapters organizer and whoever is the lead of that. So I checked with him and he mentioned that he is submitting all the CP points of what I am doing as part of my attendance and my volunteering in the chapter. And I realized that in the dashboard, in my online dashboard, it's still showing 0 points. And that's when I realized that my name is wrong. And because of that incorrect naming, spelling and everything, I am getting in the situation where I did a lot of stuff, but still my CP points are zero. And that also blocked me from booking a new examination as well, because I don't want to end up in a situation where I book my exam using those details and then my name on the identity card is different. When I go to exam, I pay for it. And in the exam center, they of course gonna deny me because They compare the registration name with the identification proof, which I'll bring. So I have to sort out that situation. Once that situation is sorted out, I will try to get all my CPE points back and, of course, book for my exam. So that's with the CCSP examination itself. Now, we discussed in one of the episodes before that we actually are having a change in the way CCE exam will be conducted and the number of questions, the timings of the exam, the whole duration itself. So those changes are implemented. They were happening somewhere around in August. So we are in September now and they are already implemented. So if you go to ISC2 examination site, the length of exam, it's 3 hours. Number of questions is 125. You still have to get 700 points out of 1000. There is no change in the examination weightage between different domains and section, and there is no change in the topics as well. So they have kept all of the scenarios, all of the topics, all of the questionnaires around the whole cloud security same. So I believe the only idea behind that must be maybe there is like some suggestions from the people who are taking the exam that it's a bit too long for a cloud security certification, or there's another good chance that sometime of this organization they tend to do is they try to break a particular certification, which is kind of like their go-to certification in the industry. They change it, they divide it into two different certifications path as time goes. So people can decide like which certification they want to take. So it's good and bad for industry and people who are taking it, because what you end up is you get a two certification choices, but if you want to be like certified completely in a particular topic, you have to take both certifications. I'm just guessing, this is my guess because I've been part of this industry for more than a decade now and I've taken a lot of certificates. They really tend to play with your mind, the whole certification authorities and organizations who plan these certificates. It's a big industry in itself, means you are paying what, 500, 600 pounds for a single certification. So it's a big amount, it's a big revenue stream for those organizations as well. But again, that's just my guess. Maybe they have some other idea behind it. I'm not the person who is designing all this, but there could be a number of reasons, but ultimately as an end user, as a student, as a person who is supposed to take that exam, because we missed that August window, if you have missed that August window like me, then we have to take this new way of certification and this new time duration and everything. But since topics are same, we are good in that sense. So I believe it's still fine for us. All the topics we have covered are still up to date, so no worry in that sense. What I recall from my previous notes and my own documentation that we have covered almost all topics of domain 6, and we were well in the last subtopic, which is understanding the cloud contract design, like how that contracting situation works between different organizations, because there are multiple stakeholders who are involved in deciding who will be doing what in cloud-based deployment or in the provisioning or designs or applications which are running onto the cloud. This actually get more messier because of course there are a lot of vendors who are deploying different aspects which are deployed on the cloud. So maybe you already have in-house, if you are deploying some applications onto the AWS, you can use of course AWS networking VPCs and everything. Those you have to use anyhow. But you can use as part of your security on the perimeter, you can use AWS firewall, or you can deploy some third party firewall as well. And you have multiple vendors around that. You have Palo Alto, Checkpoint, Jetscaler, all these firewall services, they are one of the vendor. Then application which you are deploying, operating system which you are using, if you are using a Windows based operating system, then Windows and Microsoft is another vendor which is getting involved. And applications which are running on that operating system is another vendor. So a lot of vendors are involved in the whole deployment. How contracted situation work between these two will be covered in the last subtopic of this last domain, which is around legal risk and compliance of the cloud security exam. Another subtopic which is quite important is supply chain management. Now supply chain management is, I clearly recall that somewhere in one of the subtopic we did discuss about that, but supply chain is around what components you are using as part of your application. Now in terms of this term supply chain is exactly taken from the from the, I think, legacy industrial time when you have like different people or different organization providing a particular part or particular equipment of a machine, and they are part of a supply chain. And then of course people who are involved in building those stuff in, people who are delivering that, there's those equipments from point A to point B, whoever is owning that, each individual part can have its own owner. And when you just screw that all together, you just attach them, you have a big heavy machine. So that's the old industrial term. In the modern term, or in the application or cloud term, supply chain is simply different processes, different application, different subcomponents which we are using to build our own application. So maybe you are using as part of your application, you have an open source Python code or something you find online which you thought that will fit your existing application. You are sourcing some containerized app, or you are sourcing some container application from an open source registry. As an application developer, you are only aware of that particular component, but whoever built that open source application component or open source repository or open source library, you don't know what components they are using. Or even if you know, you tend to ignore them. Means you don't care really about what version of Java they are using, what different libraries have been used as part of that particular build which you are using as one of the component in your application. But we have a lot of examples where we see that ignoring them actually leads to a big application fault, or even people who are those hack groups or people who are looking for vulnerabilities in your application, they easily find those vulnerabilities in those components which we used to tend to ignore. But now, because of this whole supply chain management discussion and how we can make sure that we are using the secure components, or at least we are aware of which version is being used in my app, it's quite important now. So supply chain management is around that, and we will be discussing around it in detail in our next subsequent episode, where I'll be really covering about this last subdomain, and we will be finishing it off all the domains and all the topics of the CCSP. Now, once we're going to wrap up all these topics of the CCSP series and this whole course is done and dusted, I have plans for this podcast to be divided into two sections or two different deliveries. One will be my weekly delivery, where I will be capturing as part of my daily learning, daily self-learning. I'll be writing down, I'll be reading about some of the latest security news which is coming. Means you can of course easily do it yourself as well. You can join some relevant Telegram groups, or you can have some kind of newsletters. Of course I'll be doing the same as well, but as your host of this podcast, I do the heavy lift myself and give you guys everything on platter. So what I'll be doing is I'll be shortlisting some of the interesting ones, like those interesting security news which is happening, which is coming for this whole week. And that will be pretty short episode. That's my one plan. Those short weekly capsule episodes, you can call them. Bi-weekly, I will try to get one of the industry recognized experts in my episode. So that was my plan anyhow. And I was only keeping that aside because I didn't have a proper studio kind of location where I can record something. Because if you're calling someone as a guest in your podcast, you don't want to have those background noises, or you want a pretty comfortable situation yourself so you can have a nice cozy conversation with someone that is a cozy, but it's with a security or it's a tech related talk, so nothing fancy about it. But that was my plan. I was waiting for my whole setup to get ready, and everything is ready now, so I think we can easily kickstart that separate podcasting as well. I was planning to start it as part of a new show, but then I thought, because people are already regularly listening to this series and you might have already subscribed it, you might be following it from your whichever favorite app you are using or whichever platform you're using. So it doesn't make sense to have another series and then I ask you guys to, can you, for this particular subtopic or this particular episode, you need to listen to that show. So I don't want you to guys to bother with that. It will be still part of the same show. So what you will be getting is one weekly capsule short episode and one bi-weekly a longer episode. So those are my plans with the series once we finish with the last subdomain and all the topics of CCSP. Of course, we will not be leaving CCSP as it is from here, because like I told you, I will be regularly updating about this name situation which happened with ISC2. So once that is sorted out, I'll be booking my exam, and once I'll take the exam, I'll share my views and how it went for me as well, because it's been a long time and I myself need some kind of refresher as well since topic one, because everyone needs that. So that's my plan, means I will be working on that on my side personal front as well. That's all from the show information perspective, and again, I apologize from you if you are a regular listener of the podcast, means I myself have seen it and I am avid listener of the podcasting myself, and I listen to a lot of shows and I really love those shows who continuously deliver good content on regular basis, and moment you have like this long gaps, you tend to ignore or you tend to move on with those shows. And if you are still listening to this show, if you are still waiting for the next episode, then thank you for that, and I apologize again, and hopefully we will be not having any further delays and we'll be having best content again, which will be starting soon. I'm not sure if anyone is listening from my homeland, India, but if you are there or if you speak my language, then I was planning to deliver something for you guys in my local native language as well, because we all are in this situation where we tend to communicate in English and we use it as our first language. But still, I can feel that a lot of people, they love to speak and they love to listen in their native language as well, and it's sometimes easier for those guys, those people, to understand a particular topic, particular technical topic especially, to in their own native language. So that's a separate track which of course will not part of this show. If that actually materializes, for that I'm discussing with one of my colleague from India as well. So if that materialized, then that will be of course completely different show, because I don't want to make those English listeners to have weekly episode pop in their podcast app and they suddenly realize that it's not in English and it's in some other language. That's something I'm planning as well, but that will be a completely different show, so you don't need to bother about that. But if you are from India and if you speak Hindi, then yeah, you can wait for that show as well if it works out, because again, means I am going in the history. But if you are a regular listener of the show, I have repeated it several times, like I will be planning something with someone. To be honest, things never materialize unless you have someone with same level of understanding. So unfortunately, till now, with whoever I tried to collaborate, things never materialized due to maybe a difference in expertise or maybe different in the way other person thinks. So how I tend to see what's the idea behind show and what kind of content I want to deliver and what should be quality behind it, sometimes it doesn't really match with other person's expectations and ideas. So if something materialized with someone else, then I will let you know. Otherwise, as your solo host, this podcast will be up and running again. Thanks again. Thank you for listening to this episode. This one was a short one. Maybe you haven't learned anything in this, but it was a good refresher and it was a good reminder to everyone that I'm still healthy, well and alive, and our podcast is back. Thank you, and keep listening to Get Certified Together series. Goodbye and good luck.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Thank you for listening to Get Certified Together. If you loved our content, then please like and subscribe from your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss the notification for our next episodes and announcements.